Prosecutors in Venezuela are charging the leaders of a political organization with conspiracy to commit treason. They say the group received a grant from a Washington-based organization funded by the United States Congress. To Americans, such grants are part of a broader effort to spread democracy around the world, from South America to Ukraine. To Venezuela's government, the grant is evidence that Washington was involved in efforts to topple President Hugo Chavez in 2002. From the capital of Caracas, Brian Ellsworth reports.
Supporters of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez frequently celebrate the achievements of communist Cuba. At the same time, they slam the United States government as an imperialist power. This was evident at a recent Caracas rally. Shouting, "Cuba yes, Yankee no," the crowd cheered on a group of Latin American leaders who denounced decades of U.S. interventionism in the region. Anger over such interventionism has prompted government prosecutors to charge leaders of a get-out-the-vote group, known as Súmate, with treason. The group received funds from a U.S. organization called the National Endowment for Democracy, or NED. The NED was created in 1983 to promote democracy around the world. The NED gave a $31,000 grant to Súmate to conduct nationwide trainings about electoral rights. Súmate says it is a nonpartisan organization, but it has maintained close ties with the opposition. Its leaders now face a possible 16 years in jail if convicted on charges of conspiracy to destroy the Republican form of government. Súmate director Maria Corina Machado says the group did not break any laws.
We develop training program to teach Venezuelans about the new constitution, about their right for a free and just vote.
But the government says Súmate actually used the funds for the opposition campaign to convoke a recall referendum. Since 2000, the NED has provided $4 million in funding to 15 civil society groups, most of which are critical of President Chavez. Government legislator Nicolas Maduro says this shows U.S. hostilities towards the Venezuelan government. The reason for giving all that money is to end the government of President Chavez, says Maduro. The NED denies this. Chavez survived the recall campaign in a referendum held August 15th. The vote was backed by international observers, but the opposition still questions the results. The referendum was the culmination of a violent 2.5-year political conflict. This included a failed coup d'etat that briefly ousted President Chavez in 2002. Chavez supporters accused the Bush administration of plotting the coup, which the White House denies. Recently uncovered documents show the CIA had warned that an uprising was imminent. Ava Golinger is a Long Island-based lawyer and pro-Chavez activist. She's gained access to documents about NED grants to Venezuelan civil society groups through the Freedom of Information Act. She believes the NED is promoting U.S. interests in Venezuela rather than democracy.
I would say probably a third of the grantees in Venezuela were directly involved in the coup against President Chavez in April 2002. The fact that the NED continued to finance those same organizations shows that democracy is not the priority.
Chris Sabatini, NED Program Director for Latin America and the Caribbean, says NED funds were in no way part of the coup. He recently visited Venezuela to support Súmate and says the group was simply exercising its constitutional right to request a recall.
This is the first time that I'm aware of that an organization is being charged with treason for having done nothing more than received international funding to support an education and pro-democracy program. We worry, of course, this will have a chilling effect on the willingness and rights of citizens to express their interests and to voice their opinions.
Machado says the charges against her amount to political persecution.
What we've done is precisely try to exercise and help other citizens exercise their rights, and we are being punished for it. It proves that something is going, it's wrong, it's going wrong here in Venezuela in terms of the rule of law.
Three Súmate leaders have been formally charged. Their case will likely be heard by the court early next year. In the meantime, the NED plans to continue financing projects in Venezuela, no matter the outcome of the trial. For NPR News, this is Brian Ellsworth in Caracas.